Hello and welcome to Three Squirrel Show. I think we are getting closer to our destination right now.
How did you know that? All I see is just a lab in front of me.
I have a feeling that Mr. Ken is right inside.
What? Jerry?
For years, I've been waiting for you guys to come here, and now you guys are finally here. I've changed the team so many times, from Sarah to Alex and Andy, and finally, you guys are here. Thank you. Kitty, my great scheme is coming to its final success, with only one more step.
What? What is your point for keeping such a lie for so long? What are all of those for then?
All of them is for the power of the Ephendral, and for all the stuff Mr. Kent somewhere suspicious. Those are just made up stuff from this artificial intelligence besides you, yeah. And exactly the same, Jerry, whose only goal is to make sure that two pets can come to me safely, my final piece of greatness. To open portal to Ephendral, I will sacrifice their blood to a machine to open the portal.
Jerry, that is total wild and brutal just to kill those cute pets. Plus, these pets are Alex and Andy, you don't remember. Our friends! How cruel!
Shut up! You will never be imagine what have people in Ephendral done to me. And you really think those people are our friends? So we should not toil them. I'm telling you, friendship is the most brutal stuff in the world. I don't have friends, and I don't need them anyways. I was like you once, Kitty, innocent, naive, until you realize how they're just biological behaviors based on psychological and biological demands. You really are so important. No, you are just another variable of this magnificent experiment.
What are you talking about? Why are you just being crazy?
Now you can shut up too. Also, guess what? What have I bought you to you, Kitty?
You monstrous thief. Now it's my time to get my proper shelter for my lost soul. You are the one I see in the lost soul's land? Why are you so mean?
Well, let me tell you the entire story. On planet B, a huge explosion has caused you severe injury. But Mr. B, your father to save you used advanced technologies. Since that point, me, Jerry, Andy, and Alex have just landed on planet B. Therefore, he set up an accident and caused me with faintness. When the other three were struggling to save themselves, your father took me to his lab and input your soul into my body. Now, I have been just wandering in a land of lost souls for years. And since Jerry also wants to find you guys, I pretended to be you guys' guide all the way until you arrived. Now just accept your fate.
So that's why I see a magical book with your name as the author, Jerry. It is our fate. That's why I see you in my nightmare, Karen's soul. Those are our fates.
So guys, are we ready to keep moving forward? Guys?
Hey Zoe, I'm still here.
Great, but where are the others?
You will see.
What is us are you laughing at?
For how you have entered such a jeopardy, fool.
What do you mean?
You have been caught midway because Jerry tends to believe that Kitty cannot go that far. And overall, it is just a script settled for you to follow. Although we have settled multiple efforts to keep you away. But it doesn't work. So I will end it here.
What do you want? Fight me one on one?
Assembling power, let's strike.
Weak brother, a solo fight on me? You must be kidding me. Now I have to find Kitty, because she is possibly in danger.
There are no ways to let someone take those pets away. If they're fates, well, I will be the protagonist that fight against it.
I cannot believe that you are still insisting. Well, See if you can take that shot.
Well, what you didn't expect might be that I have the magic of controlling spaces. So take that, Jerry.
I have dodged it, you fool. Whoa, that was close, Karen. Came out of the pass right now.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh my good kitty, glad that you're still alive. Jerry and Karen, why are you doing this?
They're doing this to get the power of the souls, so they could open the gateway to Ethandriel.
That will end in massive destruction. There are monsters in the Ethandriel's world, and they will totally destroy the universe. Kitty, I am the protector of Ethandriel, so I know it all, and how I could defeat those monsters. I thought you guys were here to destroy the portal. That's why I followed you guys. However, those are all lies.
Well, you must be illusional from bomb-eating. Believe that you can defeat me. I want my power back.
Wait, what is Karen doing right there? Zoe, hurry, stop her! Ouch, the alligator bit me.
Hey, pets, stop turning towards the machine.
They're biting the machine. It should be broken soon.
But, Kitty, they will be sucked into the soul extractor. Stop, fellow pets!
No, Zoe! She has been sucked into the machine! She's too close to the machine! Ah!
Yes, any soul from the sand of Ethandriel will work. Karen, you could serve your use. You can leave.
Hey! What about my physical body?
Let's see if we haven't had it done.
Jerry, you liar! Wait, what's happening to the soul extraction machine?
Although it's overloading, Zoe's soul is too strong to open the portal. We're gonna fix the setting. It won't work! How so? I cannot believe it. The system is not responding.
Well, all of your plans have failed. Now, how about mine? Go and get her! Kitty is right over there. I wish to fix the unfinished mission itself. Oh no!
Here, Kitty, come with me.
Zoe, where are we going?
I will explain it to you on the way. Hurry, Paris reaching.
Kitty and Zoe have used their light to stop Jerry opening the portal. What will happen next? Well, I'm curious too. But now, it's music time.
Thank you so much for joining us at the very end of Season 3. See you guys in the next season. Bye!
Just like the scent that comes with springtime, a poem realizes an amazing rhyme. Just like the sound a shell plays to my ear, it's so much better when you're here. Just like a sunbeam breaking through the rain, a good song dispelling my doubts and pain. Just like friends on my side, year after year, it's so much better when you're near. I call you on the phone, each time I'm feeling lonely. Nothing to tell, it's just a good excuse to hear your voice. I need you, so guess I don't have a choice. And every time we kiss, getting dizzy, I just can't help it. It's like I fell under your spell, but it suits me well. And if I should get to spend all my days and nights with you, so long to blue. guess I don't have a choice. And every time we kiss, my eyes are getting dizzy. I just can't help it. It's like I fell under your spell, but it suits me well. And if I should get to spend all my days and nights with you, thank you. be beautiful she goes unnoticed she knows no limits she craves ascension she praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor oh she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it baby we are made of one so she tries to cover up the painCut our woes away Let's cover girls don't cry We're still their faces made But There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark You should know you're beautiful Just the way you are You don't have to change to make the world could change your scars No scars for you beautiful With stars that were beautifulI'ma bring some more, take it as a threat World ain't got nothing on me Full of power, wanna bet that I'ma do me Yeah, let the world run in 90 seconds Turn it popular opinion, so you can be God With the beauty's pain, but breaking the chains And locking your shame, yeah, it fucked up my veins Can't stop, won't stop, and I know we just begun Good time, good spot, now we're shining like the sun Do what you want, money to hide, we got the right Cause you ain't gotta change it There's a hole